Track 5, and we come to this week's Family Notices. As usual, it's all death announcements, and there are 6 of them this week. Starting with Balm, that's spelt B-A-L-M-E, Dennis, who passed away peacefully on the 27th of March, aged 82. The funeral service will take place on Wednesday the 23rd at 1:30 p.m. at Torquay Crematorium. Donations in memory of Dennis can be made to the work of Alzheimer's.
Bellamy Norman Stanley passed peacefully at home on the 29th of March, age 86. His funeral service will be held on Tuesday, 22nd of April at 1:30 at Torquay Crematorium. Family flowers only, please, but donations to Rowcroft Hospice and Marie Curie can be made online.
French Michael from Mitchelcombe, Holne. He passed away peacefully with his family by his side on Tuesday the 25th of March, aged 82. The funeral service will be held at Parker's Funeral Directors on Thursday the 24th of April at 10:30 a.m. Donations, if desired, to Guide Dogs for the Blind.
Holmes, Judith Mary, passed away peacefully at Summer Court Residential Home on the 20th of March, aged 84. A memorial service to be held at St Gregory's Church, Dawlish on the 3rd of May at 11 a.m, and that service will be followed by a private burial. Donations in lieu of flowers can be made to Rowcroft Hospice.
La Balestier, June Hazel, passed away on the 25th of March, suddenly but peacefully at home, aged 95 years. Funeral service at All Saints Church High Week, Newton Abbot, on Thursday, 1st of May at 12:30 p.m, followed by burial at Newton Abbot Cemetery.
Tarrant, John Charles and Maureen Ann. Both passed peacefully away at Lucerne House, Exeter, only a few weeks apart, now reunited in death. Their joint funeral service will be held on the 14th of April at the earlier time of 1 p.m. at St Michael's Church, Ilsington. Donations to Alzheimer's Society can be made by the retiring collection.
And that concludes the family notices for this week.